Il-program li ser tisimaw huwa miġjublilkom bix-xewqa tajba tar-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta. Campus FM jippreżenta Il-Balomba, program li jagħti ħarsa lejn l-aħħar żviluppi relatati mal-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u preżentazzjoni Jasmine Saliba.
Nodwa tajba jena ġezmin saliba nsalmilkom u nilqakom ma l-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm Il-Balomba, programm imtella mir-rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta u li fih toħarsa lejn l-aħħar ġrajiet li jkunu tinsiru f'kuntest wiesa, però b'mod partikolari mill-perspettiva Ewropea. Perspettiva Ewropea li waqt qed nippreparaw għal dan il-programm għaddejja minn diskussjoni u pjuttost element ta' xokk u sorpriża għax mhux mistennija minn perspettiva negattiva dak li ġara fit-tmiem il-ġimgħa meta titjira li kienet bejn il-Greċja u l-Litwanja ġiet temporanjament direġuta biex tmur lejn il-Belarus fejn tniżlu l-passiġġieri u jiġi arrestat wieħed mill-persuni li għall-gvern tal-Belarus huwa fl-oppożizzjoni qed jopponi lill-Lukashenko u l-gvern tiegħu. Situazzjoni li ħolqot numru ta' issues ta' kull dimensjoni. L-ewwel il-mod kif saret bil-ajruplani militari li sfurzaw dan l-ajruplani mur ġewwa il-Belarus, il-fatt li kellek dak li anka il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea titser bħala hijack statali. Li u li għanqal dubi dwar numru ta' aspetti, apparti il-kredenzjali xejn demokratiċi tal-gvern tal-Belarus, però wkoll dubi dwar dan l-spazju ġdid li ġi immittifes sewwa minn perspettiva ta' kif isiru l-affarijiet. U din il-sitwazzjoni għanqlet reazzjoni immedjata u fil-ċirkostanzi kien hemm laqa b'urġenza li saret il-bidu ta' din il-ġimgħa biex tiffoka fuq din il-kriżi, din is-sitwazzjoni li mhijiex aċċettabbli għal pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea u li saret propju fuq il-territorju xi fuq l-spazju tal-ajru tal-Ewropa. Fil-fatt, f'dan il-kuntest, anka l-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea, inkluż Malta, qablu li jkun hemm sanzjonijiet fil-konfront tal-Belarus. Però, ħanatu attenzjoni lejn dak li ġara, billi l-ewwel nsimgħu dak li qal l-ogħla uffiċjal tal-Unjoni Ewropea responsabbli mill-affarijiet barranin, Borrell, dwar dan dwar din il-laqgħa li kienet qiegħda issir propju f'dawn l-ħarjim ġewwa Brussell.
Well, today we are going to have an special point in the agenda who was not in the agenda a couple of days ago. As you can imagine, I am talking about the forced landing of this Ryanair plane in Minsk that we consider completely unacceptable, as much as the arrest of two passengers. We are asking for the immediate release of them. We are going to discuss about the measures to be taken, because this cannot go without consequences, and it will, I suppose, take an important part of the meeting of the European Union Council. For sure we will talk about the issues who are in the agenda, but this will be maybe the most important aspect to discuss, and I hope that there will be some important guidelines in order to take measures against Belarus. Thank you.
Wara li smajna il-kummenti tal-ola kummissarju, cioè l-ola uffiċjal kummissarju Borrell dwar il-rappreżentantoli Borrell dwar din is-sitwazzjoni, ser nisimgħu issa il-kummenti li tat il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen fit-tmiem il-laqgħa tas-summit li tindirizzat din is-sitwazzjoni.
Madam President, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Indeed, the first topic was the hijacking of the Ryanair flight by Belarus authorities. And in the European Council, the judgment was unanimous. This is an attack on democracy. This is an attack on freedom of expression. And this is an attack on European sovereignty. And this outrageous behavior needs a strong answer. Therefore, the European Council decided that there will be additional sanctions on individuals that are involved in the hijacking, but this time also on businesses and economic entities that are financing this regime. And the hijacking of the plane is also a deliberate and unnecessary triggering of a safety emergency. It has involved an unjustified intervention of a military aircraft. The air navigation service was misused to aid the state in taking control of an EU aircraft, and Belarus used its control over its airspace in order to perpetrate a state hijacking. Therefore, the safety and security of flights through Belarus airspace can no longer be trusted, and the Council will adapt measures to ban overflights of the EU airspace and deny access to airports, to EU airports, to Belarus airplanes. Roman Pratasevich must be released immediately. Belarus authorities are entirely responsible for his health and the health of his companion Sofia Sapega. And there was a very clear and unanimous stance of the European Council concerning that topic. Indeed, on Russia, the EU's approach towards Russian authorities is based on our commonly agreed five principles. That is the full implementation of the Minsk Agreement, the engagement with Eastern Partnership countries, the strengthening of EU internal resilience, a selective engagement with Russia, and the people-to-people exchanges. And we will continue to stay on this course. We took stock of our relations. Leaders all agreed that Russia is consistently challenging both our interests and our values by its actions in the past, but also in the present. We all know the interfering and destabilization in neighboring countries such as Ukraine, Moldova, or Georgia. We have seen the attempt to weaken the European Union and undermine member states through hybrid threats, sabotage, assassinations, divide and rule tactics, cyber attacks, disinformation campaigns. We have seen these patterns for years. It is not changing. It is getting worse. At the same time, the EU and Russia are bound to a joint future. Russia is our largest neighbor and remains source of trade and investment to the Union. Along our common borders, the lives of Europeans and Russians are intertwined, and Russia is an important player to meet global challenges and address regional matters. In this context, there was the tasking of the High Representative and the Commission to present a report at the June European Council, and we will look at the state of our relations with Russia in light of this report in the next Council. Finally, the EU-UK relations. We held our first discussion on EU-UK relations since the entry into force of the TCA. The beginnings are not easy. Tensions are being felt around the access, for example, of EU fishing boats, or tensions are without any doubt there around the implementation of the Protocol of Northern Ireland. Vice President Šefčovič is working hard with our UK counterparts how to resolve the underlying issues. It was very good to see that leaders reiterated their unity and their support to the fact that issues must be solved based on the provisions we have now. That is the Trade and Cooperation Agreement, that is the Withdrawal Agreement, and this includes the Protocol. Just one focus on the Protocol. There should be no doubt that there is no alternative to the full and correct implementation of the Protocol. And I think it is important to reiterate that the Protocol is the only possible solution to ensure peace and stability in Northern Ireland while protecting the integrity of the European Union single market. If we see problems today, we should not forget that they do not come from the protocol, but they result from Brexit. That is the reason why the problems are there. Now it's our common duty with the United Kingdom to do whatever we can to reduce tensions in Northern Ireland. And that is why we're exploring practical solutions to help to minimize the disruptions to the everyday life in Northern Ireland. And beyond these current difficulties, we will continue to work on a productive and balanced relationship with the United Kingdom. Thanks a lot.
Tkellem ukoll il-President tal-Kunsill tal-Unjoni Ewropea, Charles Michel. Nisimgħu x'kellu xiejt.
Welcome to this press conference following the first day of the European Council, where we discussed international matters. I will first give the floor to the President of the European Council.
Merci, merci, bonsoir à chacune et à chacun. Nous avions...
Well, good evening, everyone. This evening we focused on international issues. The first point we addressed is naturally linked to the unacceptable, shocking and scandalous events yesterday when a Ryanair flight was forced to land in Belarus. This is a threat against the safety of civil aviation, international civil aviation, which is why the 27 heads of government and state very quickly agreed not only to condemn this event, but also demand the immediate release of the journalist and his girlfriend. And a mandate was given to the Council to take sanctions, including economic sanctions, against Belarus. The ICAO is going to be asked to carry out an inquiry, and we wanted to express our full solidarity vis-à-vis Latvia, whose diplomats were expelled. So we will not tolerate that they play Russian roulette with the life of innocent civilians. And this evening, in the first part of our meeting, we reacted very quickly, as was necessary, given the serious events.
In depth, its change of views on the relationship between the EU and Russia. We condemn the Russia's illegal, provocative and disruptive activities. We express our solidarity with member states, especially the Czech Republic and the Eastern partners. We affirmed the five guiding principles for this relationship with Russia, and we have decided to ask to the Commission and to the High Representative to present a report with policy options in order for us at the level of the European Council to revert to the matter in June and to provide clear political orientations. This debate was useful, this debate was fruitful, it was the opportunity to listen to each other, to each other, and also through collective intelligence to make the assessment what's the current situation and how we can try to improve the possibility for the EU to defend our interests and to promote our values. Enfin, nous avons eu le...
And then finally, we had a fairly quick discussion on our relations with the United Kingdom. There again, we drew some conclusions. We want to have a fruitful relationship with the UK, a close relationship, but we would also like to have a fair implementation in the letter and the spirit of the agreement that we reached with the UK. So we wanted to reiterate the unity of the EU, and we are willing to use the legal instruments at our disposal to ensure that we guarantee the integrity of the single market and of the EU. And then we also had the opportunity to express a common position vis-à-vis the situation in the Middle East. We welcome the ceasefire. That was a necessary and important step, and we are convinced that the situation requires a robust political solution, and we reaffirmed our commitment to a two-state solution. And during this meeting, we also took stock of the preparations of the EU-US institutional summit. The Commission managed to outline the topics to be discussed with the United States, and we drew inspiration from the Council conclusions of last December to feed into the new transatlantic agenda.
Point. We have followed, in parallel with the European Council, the situation in Mali.
We've been following the situation in Mali with the very recent developments. We condemn what happened in Mali over the last few hours, a kidnapping of the President and the Prime Minister, and we endorse the communication of ECOWAS and the African Union. And we urge a return to democracy, and we hope that the necessary measures will be taken to do this. So that's basically what we wanted to say. And then a final point, migration was a point that was touched upon very briefly, not in any great depth, but several heads of government and state suggested that at the next European Council meeting we return to the issue of migration in Europe.
President.
Wara rrejna dan il-usmajna, dak li nkellu jintqal u jintqal fil-kontesta situazzjoni ta' Belarus, serna dusa biex natu nitfaw id-dawl fuq suġġetti ieħor relatat mal dak li kien diskussu maqbul fil-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'dawn l-aħħar jiem. Il-kwistjoni tal-ċertifikat li permess jew żgħar ikun jista' jkun hemm l-ivvjaġġar. Ħafna pajjiżi qegħdin jistennew dan l-iżvilupp, ħafna ċittadini qegħdin jistennew iktar. Però fl-istess ħin tibqa l-anzjetà li trid tiġi indirizzata ċertifikazzjoni. Dan huwa l-iskop ta' dan iċ-ċertifikat li qegħdin nitkellmu dwaru li kien approvat fl-aħħar ġranet mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea. U aħna ser nisimgħu żgħar x'jfisser u kif ser jaħdem dan il-ċertifikat minn fom il-Kummissarju Didier Reynder li huwa responsabbli dwar il-qbil politiku proviżorju fuq dan iċ-ċertifikat li intlaħaq. F'partit minnhom ser ikun tradott mis-servizzi ta' traduzzjoni tal-istess Kummissjoni Ewropea.
I'm here with good news for all European citizens. I'm very happy to be here in the press room to share it with you. Yesterday, negotiators from the European Parliament and the Council ministers, with the support of the Commission, reached an agreement which guarantees each European citizen the right to have a digital COVID certificate for the summer. It was back in March, that the 17th of March, that the Commission addressed the subject and proposed legislation. And today, only 2 months after adoption of the Commission's proposal, we have an agreement with the European Parliament and the Council. This is an historic moment. And personally, I'm very proud of all the work done by the Commission services and those of the three institutions. The three institutions worked together in a very effective manner. They held many meetings, and they've reached this historic agreement in record time. And this reflects the determination of everyone involved when it comes to one of the fundamental rights in the Union, free movement. We've worked to ensure that European citizens can move about more easily within the European Union while being protected from health risks due to COVID. And this tool make it possible to support the sectors of the economy that depend on free movement. Once again, I would like to thank the negotiators involved in the Parliament and the Council, particularly Rapporteur Juan Fernando López Aguilar, and the negotiator for the Presidency, Portuguese Ambassador Nuno Brito, as well as all the teams in the Commission who worked day and night for more than 2 months to lead to the success we achieved at the trilogue.
Digital COVID certificate. As of the 1st July, three types of certificates will be available. A certificate of vaccination, a certificate for a negative test, and a certificate of recovery. All of them will be free of charge for all EU citizens. And it will be possible to have them in a digital format on a digital device or to be printed out on paper, if you want. Regarding the cost of the required test, the Commission will also mobilize an additional €100 million to support member states in providing affordable tests. So it's a new amount of money that we will take in the emergency support instrument to organize a better process to affordable tests for all. The regulation also highlights the role of rapid antigen tests as an affordable means to facilitate the issuance of test certificates. I want to recall that the Commission already organized for Member States a joint procurement over €2.6 billion, allowing them to purchase 550 million rapid antigen tests. In addition, the Commission had already mobilized €100 million to purchase over 20 million rapid antigen tests. But now we are coming, as I said, with an additional budget of €100 million for all the tests in the near future, because we will start the process about the procurement. It is also important to recall that the regulation underlines that Member States shall refrain from imposing additional travel restrictions on the holders of an EU digital COVID certificate, unless they are necessary and proportionate to safeguard public health. The weekly color-coded map of the CDC and the previous Council recommendation on a coordinated approach to free movement restrictions will be particularly relevant in this context. And as I already said in the past, Member States may also decide to use our certificate for national purposes if this is provided for in national law. So it will be possible with a national law to decide about different kind of other use of the same certificate that we will have in place on the 1st of July. In the spirit of maximum efficiency, the Commission has also been working with Member States in parallel on the technical side. For example, Member States need to be able to check the validity of a certificate no matter where in the European Union it was issued. To enable this, the Commission set up the EU Gateway, where Member States can upload their public signature keys that prove the validity of certificates. Over the last weeks, this has been put to the test, and there are good results from this first pilot phase so far. To this day, 17 member states and Iceland have successfully tested their connection with the EU Gateway. But it is entirely in the hands of member states now to make sure they have the technical capacity in place, including to issue certificates. All member states must get fully ready during the month of June so they can hit the ground running when the regulation enters into force on 1st July. The Commission has allocated €1 million per member state, and we will continue to provide technical support wherever we can, and it's a real support to be sure that it's possible to start in all the member states with the logistical capacities on the 1st of July, because it is in all of interest to make this work. Citizens will be able to travel safely, businesses will be able to benefit from their spending, and transport will be able to operate. And today, we are one step closer to making this happen. So thank you, and of course, I'm ready to answer to your question, but you know also that for the more technical question, you will have a sort of technical briefing later.
Jena da dubju il-pandemija tibqa fuq l-agenda mill-qasam tas-saħħa u f'dan il-kuntest fit din il-ġimgħa il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Ursula von der Leyen marret ukoll Ruma fejn apparti li kellha laqgħa mal-Papa Franġisku kellha wkoll per indirizza dan is-summit dwar is-saħħa li kien organizzat fl-Italja. Nisimgħu x'kellha xi tgħid dwar dan.
Dear friends, this morning I said that we have two great tasks to achieve: to get this pandemic under control and to build a better global health framework to prevent and prepare for future health threats. On the first goal, the leaders made some important commitments. They made substantial financial commitments. They made in-kind commitments. Team Europe pledged to donate 100 million doses of vaccine till the end of the year. And the European industrial partners, BioNTech, Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson and Moderna, committed to deliver 1.3 billion doses this year for non-profit to low-income countries and at lower costs for middle-income countries. We are really grateful for that. And on the second goal, I believe that this summit will go down in history as a milestone in the fight against pandemics. Our multilateral cooperation is the golden thread running through the declaration. We have agreed to work together to prevent harmful bottlenecks in supplies. We have agreed to use all of the flexibilities provided by the intellectual property system. We've agreed to promote equity and access to vaccines, diagnostics, and other medical supplies. We agree on the importance of closing the ACT A funding gap and learning from its experience for future efforts. We agree to work together to identify outbreaks more rapidly and with better surveillance. And we must support our people, our healthcare professionals and our researchers. And we must provide them with the resources they need to protect us. We must give our continued attention to One Health, big topic today, to strengthen evidence-based institutions and to build dialogue and trust with our communities. So, I am delighted to declare our joint endorsement of the Rome Declaration. But let me also remind you that this is only a beginning. Good intentions are not enough. They are important, but not enough. They must be followed by a concrete action. So in a few days from now, the World Health Assembly will take place. Let us take our principles there and share them with the whole world. I would then like to ask the upcoming G7 summit to put health preparedness on their agenda. We heard today the chair, the presidency, so this is very probable. And I'm pleased that we are holding ourselves to account by discussing when we meet again in Rome in October, dear Mario. So thank you very much for hosting this summit, and we are very much looking forward to come with a full agenda in fall to Rome again.
Bekk li ġivut mim l-edizzjoni ta' din il-ġimgħa tal-programm il-Balon bajna ġażmin Saliba nsalmilkom nawguralkom il-komplement tal-jum it-tajjeb.
Għadkom kemm smajtu il-Balomba. Produzzjoni u presentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba. Il-program li għadkom kem smajtu kien miġjub lilkom bix-xewqa tajba ta' rappreżentanza tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea f'Malta.